On the first Sunday of Lent, we had an encounter with Jesus in the desert. On the second Sunday of Lent, we had an encounter with Jesus on the mountain. The desert and the mountain are both places in the Bible where powerful encounters with God take place. On this third Sunday of Lent, we have another encounter with the living Lord Jesus, this time not in the desert, not on the mountain, but at the well. In today's gospel, the Samaritan woman comes to the well of Jacob. Jacob's well is 100 feet deep. It's located in the region of Samaria, a half a mile outside the city of Sychar, at the base of Mount Gerizim. At the sixth hour, at high noon, when the Samaritan woman goes to draw water at Jacob's well, she is surprised to find someone. She runs into Jesus, and she is about to have the best encounter of her life. Jesus says, "Go, call your husband and come back." And the Samaritan woman says, I don't have a husband." And Jesus says, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband." Isn't that an odd conversation? Isn't that a strange request? Well, why is Jesus so concerned about her husband? But our Lord's request makes perfect sense when you know that in the Bible, the well is the place where you meet your husband. Isaac met his wife Rebecca at a well. Take a look at Genesis chapter 24. Jacob met his wife Rachel at a well in Genesis 29. Moses met his wife Zipporah at a well in Exodus chapter 2, I could go on and on. It's clear that in the Bible, the well is where love is born. The well is where the bride encounters her husband and begins to fall in love. It's also helpful to recall some important history of the Israelites in the northern kingdom. In 722 BC, when Assyria came into the northern kingdom and destroyed the northern kingdom, which contains Galilee and Samaria, Assyria came in to the region and they brought with them 5 false gods. 5 pagan gods. These 5 pagan false gods were called Baal, spelled B-A-A-L, Baal. And the Hebrew translation of Baal is husband. And now it's starting to make sense, isn't it? It's very significant that the Samaritan woman doesn't have a name, because she represents all the people of Samaria. Just as the Samaritan woman had 5 husbands, so the whole people of Samaria had 5 husbands, 5 Baals, 5 false gods whom they worshipped. So now it's clear what's happening in today's gospel passage. Jesus is proposing to the people of Samaria. Jesus goes to the well, the place in the Bible where the groom woos his bride, and he says to the woman of Samaria, who represents all the people of Samaria, I want to have a love relationship with you. Our Lord proposes to the people of Samaria at the well, saying, I want to be your one true love. The husband, the Baal, the false god that you have now is not your one true love. Jesus says, I'm your one true love. This beautiful, beautiful gospel reading was traditionally read every year on Friday of the third week of Lent. And it was meant specifically for the catechumens, for those men and women preparing for baptism at the Easter Vigil. It's beautiful. Jesus comes to the well of the catechumen's soul, and he's thirsty for the love and the faith of the catechumen. And so he proposes to the catechumen at the well of your heart. It's like an engagement. The Lord is proposing to you. The wedding is going to take place at Easter, when you profess your faith, when you profess your vows, and then become one flesh with the divine bridegroom. In the past, the catechumens have had a lot of other relationships with other husbands, with other Baals, with other false gods. And Jesus says, as the bridegroom to his beloved catechumen, I want to be your one true love. For those of us who are already baptized, sometimes because of sin, we fall out of love with Jesus and in love with another husband, with another Baal, with another false god, whatever that is, money or power or control or sex or drugs or alcohol, whatever it is. And we think these relationships will satisfy us, and they don't really satisfy us, so we break up with them and go on to the next relationship, to some other Baal, some other husband. But the only one who can completely satisfy all our thirsts, all our wants and desires, is Jesus. St. Augustine says, our heart is restless until it rests in you, O Lord. We could do a little corollary on that today based on the gospel. We could say, our souls are parched until they're satisfied by the water that Jesus gives us. Jesus is inviting us, the catechumens, and all of us, to leave our old lives behind, to break up with our false gods, and to profess our love for Jesus, our one true love. Until this point in our catechumens' lives, so many people have told you about Jesus. All throughout your life, people have been telling you little hints and pieces about Jesus. But at some point, you had this well encounter. You had a personal encounter with the living Lord Jesus, who speaks to your heart, who woos you into a love relationship. And so now you can say with the Samaritans, I no longer believe because of somebody else's word. I have heard for myself. I have seen for myself. I have tasted for myself this living Lord Jesus. And I believe with a firm faith that he truly is the Son of God, the Savior of the world.